Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're once again listening to WAAOL, All Automotive Advertising News All the Time, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio and featured, of course, on AdAgencyOnline.net, a free networking automotive advertising resource portal to the auto industry. I'm Philip Zellinger. I'm the president of Ad Agency Online, or a full-service automotive advertising agency, truly a network of independent affiliated agencies linked through our online communication distribution operating system, a little trick I stole from having been a dealer for 25-plus years and recognizing the need for centralized data and communications and linking our affiliated offices is the culmination of years of practice and experience, and it's been basically creating an opportunity for our affiliated agencies the last 7 years, and we went public with AdAgencyOnline.net as our networking resource portal in February at the NADA convention in San Francisco, and the sky's the limit. The reason we're having our show today, it's the Automotive Advertising Experts Show. For those of you who are regular listeners, you may have noticed that we changed the time from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Don't know if that's going to be a regular occurrence, but we ran out of daylight today and decided to delay it until 3 so I can have a couple of formative conversations with some new vendors that we're considering to join us in our community family here on AdAgencyOnline.net. I wanted to give a recap of some of those companies. They've already been on the show. We've had some of their principals and chief management officers online several times. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty now, and we're trying to make a decision on which ones we're going to have join us full-time in July. Since we are a community network of auto industry vendors, et cetera, I've decided to keep it almost as an open forum to let you guys help me decide who we're going to start focusing on to promote and present to our affiliated agencies and our auto dealer clients to help them blur the line between the real and the virtual showroom, which is the primary goal of this portal. With all of the technologies that are exploding every day, we've accepted the responsibility to filter through them, give you a little idea of best practices, have you deal directly with decision makers, and that's what this show is all about. I normally have a guest come on, but today I wasn't sure who to invite, so we decided to give you a conversation instead and ask you all to come in on our chat line. Not going to be taking live phone calls, but I will be taking you in on chat. If you are one of the vendors that we're considering and you want to call in, I may be tempted. We'll see. But let's start with a couple of open points. The first conversation we have to have is those vendors that we've already selected are there for a reason. As I confide to all of you, one of the values that we like to put on the table with AdAgencyOnline.net is we're a forum for cutting-edge technologies that have something proprietary or new to say. And, anybody can go to automotive news and go to general Google searches for the big boys. So we try to prioritize the little guys that we met in NADA to start the ball rolling and that we've been meeting ever since in the different conferences we attend. Made a lot of good friends at the AAISP conference, for example, in Orlando in April. I know there's another one coming up in Dallas. We're hoping to be there. Matter of fact, I believe I'm waiting for an invitation, but I expect that in one. We're going to be talking about fixed ops. I'm going to be talking about the value of pre-owned in today's market as a solution for the new car business that's been reduced and the general market conditions that are suggesting we prioritize those sectors within our dealerships that give us the most ROI. And right now it's unfortunately not new car sales. I think the real value seems to be showing its head in fixed operations sales. Are certainly the way to start the relationship going, but the 4 or 5 years they're going to own this thing and the service relationships we're going to enjoy afterwards are the things we're really going to prioritize. And I use that to introduce a couple of examples of some of the vendors that we've opened up conversations with. We've had them on a couple of times, one of them being NADA 20. A couple of friends, Bob Williams, was on the show a couple of times, Mark Czar. Bob, of course, is the president of NADA 24. Mark Czar, the operations manager. And the reason I like these guys and I'm tempted to put them on full time is the fact that I really like a window into the dealership's back end as far as contacting customers after the fact, getting some input from a third party person such as NADA 24. They're certainly a credible organization based on the relationship with NADA, period. And the value that I enjoy with those guys is the ability to be able to drill down, get an insight as to, what sort of conversations the customers are having because it actually records them. It allows you to look at a chart that's color-coded so you don't have to listen to every call. You just drill down to the red alerts. It allows you to break it down by the individuals, because the information you're getting really does give you an analysis of the individual salesperson or the individual service writer or counterperson. And it really is a valuable training tool and a resource that I'm very strongly considering putting on full time. So I'd certainly appreciate any input or feedback you can give me regarding our previous show for NADA 24. If you just go to Blog Talk Radio and sit down, you'll see them. We have a couple of push releases and blog releases that we put out there on them. And, of course, I'd appreciate if you'd listen to the show and then send me in your feedback. Now, I have, of course, been speaking to our affiliated agencies and auto dealer clients. If you're a web surfer that came across us because you're trying to learn the inside story of the auto business, as long as you think you know what you're talking about, as long as you're a car guy at heart or a car gal at heart, I'd be happy to take your feedback as well, because this is an open community. The other organization we're looking very strongly at putting on full-time is another company that I think that specializes in the auto industry for years and years, but I've been putting them on a regular guest basis, and that's eBay Motors. You know, we all recognize that they are an iconic name. I think that their eBay Motors division is something that may have had one or two bumps when it first came out. I know Don Crawford and I had our first show in the very beginning, and I confided that my first impressions of eBay Motors was a little bit concerning because it didn't really have, I think, the support it needed, but they very quickly reacted to that. And as a matter of fact, I was privileged to be invited to attend a roundtable discussion with those guys at NADA. And that's when I started getting confidence in the fact that they saw the opportunities of the eBay Motors separate from eBay. They saw the automotive industry vertical as a valued resource for the dealers to take advantage of, the recognition that eBay has in their own online community. And they really do survive through Google searches, because eBay has its own existing family of people that rely on them on a regular basis to buy everything. And why not add automobiles to that list? Had a real good response from the people that we put them into. eBay Motors, as I say, we had them almost from the very beginning, because I immediately recognized the value of their community. And after that first blip, we tried them again, and we've had nothing but good stories coming back to us. So eBay Motors, they are going to be on our show again. They've already been in touch, and we're trying to schedule something for the mid to end of July for one of their national trainers to come back on again. We've had them on several times. But I'm seriously considering putting eBay as a permanent link onto our homepage, as we all recognize the value of that online real estate. I try to first be able to get a little feedback from our existing vendors to make sure we're not bringing somebody on that has any conflict with some of the products or services we're already featuring. But more importantly, this is a family deal, and we want to make sure we all recognize the value of eBay Motors, not only networking to drive additional traffic to our shared community portal, but also the value added that they have to bring to our dealer clients in terms of helping us all sell cars and our service. So we're certainly considering eBay Motors as a preferred vendor. I'd love your feedback on that. And like I say, feel free to go back into the blog section of our radio show and go backwards and find the show, listen to it. We've got several. And or read some of the press releases that have come out on the conversations. And appreciate your feedback, because we're trying to make a decision as to who we're going to put in the month of July. In addition to eBay Motors, we've had a lot of conversations and different stuff. One new one that popped up recently was direct mail. You know, we always prioritize the internet solutions and the current technologies with emails and Lumio with their Go codes, and all of these new applications for the internet sort of took my eye off the ball on direct mail, because I must confess, you know, you never throw the baby out with the bathwater. And there was no question that there is direct mail as an element in all of our marketing plans. I grew to the point where I started just exclusively going with database mailers and doing them every quarter so we didn't burn them out. We folded in fixed operations as a solution to that. We still have a permanent relationship with DME as far as their direct mail goes, but I have to confide to you that they have a very specific profile in our community. They are database-driven. We often refer directly through some of the other affiliated agencies that work with them because of the co-op programs that exist with DME through companies like Full Circle, for example. So we've had a relationship, but we've never put it front and center. And we're strongly considering doing that, because I'm afraid out of sight, out of mind. And I want to remind you all that conventional advertising still is part of the puzzle. And even if you use the current base math of 60-40, 60 conventional and 40 internet-driven or electronic or database or process-driven, if you remember the original formula when we opened this portal was 75-25, but recent economies of scale that exist in internet applications, the priority that we've been placing on internalizing our selling opportunities through database management and direct marketing into our database and internal opportunities to cross-sell with fixed operations and all of the networking opportunities that we've been prioritizing with sites like carfolks.com and smartwomenbuycars.com, social networking sites. All of these resources have been folded into the total budget. And so since we can't go more than the total dollar, we have to shift the percentages. So right now we're almost counseling as high as a 60-40, 70-30 split. Well, that means that we're still saying 60 to 70%, and that's not just radio, TV, and newspaper. If anything, newspaper is falling off completely, other than our suggestion that you do involve in certain community papers if you have a targeted audience. Like we have one individual, for example, Jerry Dillard, up at Park Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Maryland, and he's right across the street from an Air Force base. And, the targeted paper is inside that, the tester. And we also have Hal Howard in Goldsboro that's just outside of base. So we often do recommend local community papers, but we've been analyzing the facts and figures, and we just can't see the conventional newspaper as a print solution. But direct mail can work. We still have DME on the table. I'm not suggesting that we're taking our focus away from them as a valued resource and friend. But they have a very limited corridor in that they, as I say, are primarily a database mailer, and more importantly, their true value seems to surface when they have the co-op program surface. So I'm suggesting that we've recently met with G2PN. We've also had BBAC on several times, and between the two, we're trying to narrow down the search for someone that we're going to put on the home page so you don't forget them. The value we saw in G2PN the other day when we had them on was the fact that they do 15 million pieces a month or some silly number like that. They are an in-house production facility. I like the fact of having a one-stop shop, so we're not pointing figures back and forth to the printer, to the list company, to the et cetera. So I do think there's value there, and certainly I'd like some feedback. If you could go back to the show we had recently, go back to some of the blog and press releases on G2PN. I'd love your feedback on them. We're strongly considering moving forward with them as a preferred vendor in the month of July. Meaning, again, just to requalify that, we have a lot of friends out there that we've done business with for years, but only very, very few are selected to feature on the front page of our portal because, let's face it, that's our job. We can give you a yellow page listing if you just want a laundry list of everyone that does direct mail. There's hundreds of them out there. What we discovered, for example, is that most of them are just simply reseller arm organizations, just guys dialing for dollars. And the value we have with DME, the value we have with BBAC, the value we have with G2PN is that they do have their own resources, and we feel more comfortable trying to narrow down our featured vendor to one of those guys. So I'd love some feedback on G2PN if you have a chance. We also have had a lot of conversations with some of the various links that we recommend already, the Kelley Blue Book, for example, and the cars.com and all the big boys. Well, we're getting down to the point where we're probably going to take one of these preferred third-party vendors, I guess I'll call them, and start positioning them on the front page. Now, we've had all of them on, everybody from cars.com, and we have Kelley Blue Book, I believe, scheduled this coming month, and we really want to try and pick one. So any feedback you can give us on some of the shows we've run with these guys, I'd certainly appreciate a phone call and or a chat live back in, or if you're one of our agencies, just email us in with some direction, because we're going to wind up picking one and putting them up there. And right now, I really like Kelley Blue Book. We've also had conversations with J.D. Powers. I think they're going to be coming on the show as well in July or August. We're at the point now where we're booking out almost a month and a half in advance, so I certainly recommend that if you have somebody in mind that we haven't spoken to, or if you are somebody that we haven't spoken to, don't forget, at any given time, 24/7, you can go to adagencyonline.net, click into the Ad Agency Online logo for one of our consultants, and we'd be happy to have you submit an application and review it for you. Another conversation I've had recently, which is something that sort of caught me by surprise, we are a network of networks. I pretty much have enough friends out there that I thought I knew everybody, but I bumped into a new one that we had enough friends in common that the conversation just started the other day, so I can't take it too far. But I certainly would love some feedback from you guys on a company that we're talking to, which is another networking site in the auto industry. It's drivingsales.com. Jared Hamilton is the owner of the company. He's a car guy. Family still owns some stores. And young man, I love the fact that he's got some schooling, came out of NADA schools. And, you know, I respect anybody that understands that there really is a little bit of a science to this art of advertising and the auto industry. And in speaking with Jared preliminarily and in certainly investing some time in both joining and reviewing his site, DrivingSales.com, I remind you all that we share a philosophy of, you know, a rising tide floats all boats. And on this portal, we believe in networking with the other networks. There's no such a thing as competition in a market as vast as the auto industry because we all have shared friends and shared interests and shared opportunities, and there's no reason to suggest that any one of us remain exclusive to ourselves. AdAgencyOnline.net does welcome our relationship with other networking sites. For example, ADM, which is Ralph Polley's networking portal, Automotive Digital Marketing. We are a major contributor and supporter of that network. Matter of fact, just on Thursday, yesterday, time flies. That's the Ralph Polley show, and we certainly try to help generate some opportunities to drive traffic to his link, to his site rather, because we're linked, and I have a lot of forums on there that allows me to surface and listen and learn and teach. And that's an example of a networking portal that we already are linked into very actively. Carfolks.com is another one. We all know Mark Dubas and Mark Boyd and David Hines have been on the show many times. We do have already a preferred vendor relationship with them. I'm opening up this conversation because I'm thinking of adding another, and that would be this DrivingSales.com. I've already joined it. We're going to start testing the waters by posting some blogs, getting some feedback, going back and forth, and seeing if there's a shared logic in the way we present our philosophies on the auto industry. So far, so good. Like I said, there's no question in my mind that Jared's got a real good opportunity there. I think the auto industry needs young blood, needs people understanding the value of resource networking. And so far, I think that's the platform that he's trying to present. So at this point, as far as the specifics, we have another guy on the table, and that is AdTel. I remind you all that we are a reseller for Gumio. Gumio is a mobile channel solution that I respect very, very much. I remind you that they have been on our portal almost from day one. We've had Shuki Lahavi and Richard Abertson online many, many times. We've shared audiences at the Digital Dealer Conference, and I strongly support Gumio, but I confide to you all that Gumio is a specific application. We found from experience in the field that some of their application installations are dependent on you already being into the network that they're tied to, whether it be HomeNet or any of the other big boys, and some of the smaller independent dealerships aren't able to link into them. That, plus I bumped into a company called AdTel, had them online last week, I guess it was, and I've had some conversations since. Had some very positive feedback on them. I was already familiar with AdTel, quite frankly, as a result of some of the products that they offer in the credit market, and they've had a lot of different opportunities in past products and services that I respected. When I noticed that they were venturing into the mobile channel with their version of a SMS platform, I decided to review it. It is not to the exclusion of Gumio, but we are strongly considering featuring them as a preferred vendor because I like the depth of their resources, the fact that they have more than just the SMS text messaging and that they can tie it directly into some desking functions and some leads services that they already provide. But I also like the fact that they do not rely on linking into a website. They are a true SMS text messaging delivery service. They tie into more than just marketing and advertising and ROI analysis. They tie into the ability to direct communicate with people in your service department that their vehicle is ready. And it expands on your email links with text messaging, which in my opinion is a newer technology. So I'm certainly strongly considering trying to get a little bit more aggressive in featuring AdTel on the site. But again, I put them out there to test the waters in recent programs. I'm likely going to invite them back in. Right now, I'm pretty sure we're booked up for July, but possibly again in August. So during the month of July, if you guys have a strong feeling or experience with AdTel and you think that we should accelerate that conversation, please get back in touch with me. As I say, they've already gone through the preliminary filter. We're just trying to narrow it down now as to whether or not we're going to move more aggressively into putting them on the portal as a preferred vendor. To recap what we already have out there, while we're on the subject of preferred vendors and limited real estate, I remind you all that we have an ongoing relationship with Neo Synergy. I haven't spoken about them lately because there's been some shift in focus that I've been made aware of, and I believe that their core product is now being prioritized as their best deals. Certainly the first baby out of the block, and I respect the value of best deals. It's an opportunity to platform your inventory through a relationship they have directly with AOLauto.com and an expanding relationship with Google. I'm trying to make a decision as to how we focus on that because they originally had expanded that in three platforms. They had the best deals, they had the buy direct, and they had the DMS system. And it's my understanding that they're focusing primarily on best deals, which is an excellent product. It's an opportunity to platform your inventory online with AOL Auto. New inventory, it gives you the ability to monitor and manage your ads so you can adjust the pricing and the product to stay competitive. I still value that, but the fact that they haven't expanded further into their DMS product, and the fact that they haven't really on their other product that we were anticipating, the Buy Direct, it's sort of shifted my focus now to look for another alternative. We've always had the relationship with ADP. We've expanded that considerably lately. Any feedback you can give us on that, even though ADP is already a preferred vendor, there's been a lot of new opportunities being introduced through ADP. Discussed some of them on recent shows with Ralph Paglia, both in his own Lunch with Ralph show, as well as my reaction to the input he gave us on their VOIP system, for example. You may have noticed that we've had a very specific absence of a link for an 800 service, whether it be Who's Calling, who I have a personal relationship with and have them in many, many dealerships. In fact, I personally monitor Who's Calling for a number of our better clients and give insights as to the conversations I'm able to monitor and use it as a training tool and use it as a ROI analytic for our embedded 800 numbers. Then, of course, we went with Gumio as an opportunity to embed it to a direct link to our website, which I prefer. It's an easier back-end to analyze and, capture, so we prefer to drive the traffic to the website. But, the other opportunities that we're looking into have to be expanded now because the newer technologies that are being introduced by what ADP is doing, for example, puts me to mind that that's a quantum leap in value. The VOIP system that ADP is offering allows you basically to set up a telephone system that treats your incoming phone calls the same way they do your other digital messages. And the ability to link your incoming calls and record them still, but to have them tied directly into your DMS so that your operator, when answering the phone, sees who's calling immediately. And no pun meant with using the name Who's Calling in there, by the way. But that sees who's calling in, gives you that direct access to the history in the dealership, sales, service, current deal, past deal, and the ability to interact with your customers real-time that way with that recognition. And more value to me as an ad agency, the ability to access these numbers instead of sitting up at 2 a.m. in the morning, literally listening to calls and editing them through and passing on the ones that matter. I mean, the downtime of reviewing the recorded messages is a major, labor-intensive function to get maximum value out of companies like Who's Calling and the others that are out there. And the new opportunity with ADP's VOIP system to directly drill down by just typing in a search word, just like you do on your regular DMS and your regular data searches, is amazing. And the value of being able to, for example, go into your DMS and VOIP system through their web CRM tool and all link together and type in the word F-150, for example, if you try the new promotion on Fords, and with all of the energy going into pushing trucks, and if you're a Chrysler dealer, the opportunity with the $2.99 gas getting ready to shut down, and I think the Ram right now has $2.99 gas for 3 years plus $3,000, you have almost a $15,000, $18,000 discount off of MSRP. That's a serious story to tell in this gas market. All you got to do is go in there and type in Ram, and every conversation that you had coming in that was recorded through their system will pull up, and you could do a direct email blast or an outbound phone call through some automated services that other vendors provide and direct market to everybody that uttered the word Ram 1500 on a phone call. That's an unheard-of technology that I'm very excited about, and I'm almost glad that I held off marrying with one of the 800 services because I'm very aggressively looking into linking a relationship with ADP specific to that product. And again, of course, we already have ADP Link, we have VZ Results, we have a newer relationship with Traver Technologies, but that in particular took my focus. So if anybody out there is currently using their VOIP system, or if you have any issues in regards to how that thing works, whether you're giving me input or asking for it, that's a conversation I'd like to have for our audience that I'm trying to pursue as a preferred vendor featured application in our homepage, so to speak. As far as the existing applications, I'm pretty comfortable. I've gotten good feedback from all of you on them, but to remind you of who they are, we have carfolks.com, social networking site. Value added in the fact that you give a free website to the salespeople that participate in the online community. It's a platform for consumers to vent. You know, they can share their experience, very much like what exists in other industries. TripAdvisor tells you where what hotel to go to and what airline to use. So this is an auto industry community, a very valued resource for customers and more valued for dealers, not only by the fact that they offer a free website, but they also allow dealers to monitor their online reputation and manage it. I should go on record that I was received a recent release from Mark Dubas that's probably important for you guys that have already signed up or considering it, and it is in contradiction to previous conversations on previous shows, so I should put that out there. It is good news. Don't panic. They've always offered a two-week ability to filter through the problems and get in touch with the customers, resolve them before they go public. They very wisely recognize that that could be misunderstood as their attempt to block complaints, even though that never was the design. It was always something that was going to get posted, whether you liked it or not. It was just the opportunity for you to fix it, which I agree is a very important value that they offer, unique from other sites like Car Raiders and the rest. So the compromise they've come to recently is to recognize that they do not want that paranoia, be it from the consumer side or the dealer side, that they're acting as a filter to, you know, take out objectives, because frankly, I think you learn more from the complaints than you do from the compliments, because it gives you something to solve that would have normally gotten away from you. But I'm going off point. The point is, they're still going to give you 2 weeks to fix it, but they're going to go public immediately. The moment they get the complaint, they're going to get posted. They're going to get an email warning you of the issue. You're going to get the opportunity to fix it, and you have 2 weeks to have the customer re-enter an updated version with the compliment instead of the complaint. And certainly the same intent, the same end result, same end game, but the opportunity to cut through any concerns I thought was a very good, wise point. But I certainly would love some feedback on you guys that we've invested in on carfolks.com and anybody that has any suggestions on the value added they present to our portal, be it positive or negative, give us a call. I'd love the input. But so far, it looks like they're going to stay with us on the site. Of course, the Grumio relationship I've already mentioned. Even though there are some restrictions and limitations to how they can be applied, I still certainly support them. Good people, good product. It replicates your website into a mobile channel. $150 a month is a cost-effective price point, but more value than that is you're able to use it as an ROI analytic by embedding their GO codes into the websites. And even if we bring aboard AdTel, I don't see a conflict because they do have different solutions to the same problem. And the mobile channel is such an ever-expanding base of customers and communications that I'm comfortable if we did add a second option. Another vendor that we've been strongly promoting is, of course, Keon Media. I don't think the logic has to be resold. Everybody recognizes the importance of targeting your own database. They assist you in doing that, but instead of making it a hard sales message, they allow us to do it in the form of an informative monthly newsletter, which is unique in itself, but the more unique feature is their quarterly magazine. I mean, that's something that doesn't exist out there, at least not as comprehensive as theirs. And they literally write an online magazine. They distribute it to your database every quarter. And more valued than that is that news magazine, that auto news magazine, is also posted on a third-party site that you are sponsoring through your relationship with Keon Media. The ability to be able to create another footprint, another identity into the social networking community that's going out there looking to try and get around to car dealers, similar to the value added that carfolks.com has. You know, it used to be people went to the website to look for, for a price and product. Well, now they're looking for people and personalities. And so the ability to put your dealership's message out there in something other than your own venue and something other than a retail sales message is absolutely a wise move. Besides joining the carfolks.com and, of course, the new one, smartwomenbuycars.com, I strongly recommend Keon Media's value in that they create a third-party website that really is a side door to your dealership. You're able to have articles that have links in there that will drill down to either coupons or even direct drill down to your dealership. But the message is not your store or your sale. The message is an informative article that's really value added to the consumers that are looking for information on their vehicle, be it one they own now for service or one they're contemplating to purchase and they need some insight. And even very specialized articles that will drill down to your local local market, and even seasonal opportunities. The other relationships we have with AI Dealer are extremely stable and sound. I strongly recommend you guys recognize the need to repeat processes in the real world onto the virtual world, and I don't know of a more basic process than desking the deal. There's no reason to invite them into the dealership if you're not ready to sell them a car, and there's no need to invite them to your showroom if you're not ready to sell them a car any longer, because with AI Dealer's online shopping cart and basically a self-serve desking tool, you can literally have an online transaction. That's unheard of, but it's an example of why we're recommending you build a virtual showroom over the multi-million dollar brick-and-mortar showroom. I don't think I left anybody out. If I did, you can just go to adagencyonline.net, click on one of the logos. It'll certainly bring you up to speed. There's linked videos that'll explain the product and service. And once you made a decision on the product or service, just drill down to the adagencyonline.net link, and we'll walk you through either a contract or a conversation. Thanks for your time. It's Friday. I'm going to go play with the horses. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.